Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hi guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You might have seen me on social media, but if you haven't seen me on social media, don't worry. There's loads of time to get to know me on this podcast. I spill all of my secrets. I tell you all of my traumas. I cry regularly. I laugh regularly. It's a roller coaster of emotions. Every week, guys, I pick a topic, I talk about it, I try to stick to the topic, a lot of the time I don't, and I answer your dilemmas. If you're a new listener, welcome and strap yourself in. Come along with me for the ride. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Thank you for listening every week. Hi guys, and welcome back to episode 38 of Unscripted. Right, before this episode starts, before we get into the episode properly, I have something to come clean about. So, there was a social clip put up last week where I'm showing my tattoo. Guys, it's fake. Like, do you honestly think that I am that fucking stupid to get my boyfriend's name tattooed across my fucking hip? Honest to God, you have no faith in me as a human being, and it's actually quite worrying. Of course, it was not real. Do you know what? I just got so deep in the lie that I was like, I can't turn back now. I was even tempted to actually go and get a real one just because I was like, what am I supposed to do? But yeah, it was fake. Alex thought it was real at first and he was like delighted about it, and then... then I had to tell him it was fake. And then he pretended that he was happy that it was fake. He was in his bollocks. Anyway, this week's guest, she was a witness to all of this.
I was. Yeah. I remember it very well, clearly. This week on record too.
This week's guest is, can I call you Mrs. Late Night Munch?
I am.
You are Mrs. Late Night Munch.
Yeah, I am.
Lauren Murta, Mrs. Late Night Munch. Lauren, how are you?
I am. I've never been better.
Jesus.
I know. It's good. It's good out here.
Yeah. What was I going to say now? See, this is what happens. Lose my train of thought. I start laughing. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Lauren, also, have you talked about your tattoo?
Oh, I suppose I should come clean too. Guys, it was a lie. It's a lie. It's fake. I feel like it's still like, kind of there, though, like semi there. Have a little look. Now, I am sweating, so. Is it there?
No, it's gone.
Is it gone? It's a goner. It's a goner. Thank God. Thank God.
No, Lauren comes out, girls. We go in, right? We go in and me and Shanice get these little tiny dainty tattoos. Lauren comes out with Mr. Late Night Munch. I mean, a capital fucking letter scrawled across her back. The size of it. Like, she could not have picked. Why did you get so big?
Do you know what? I'm one of those people that's like, go with the flow. So when your man just showed me the stencil, I was like, ah, yeah, that'd be grand. Then he put the stencil on my bag and I looked at it. I was like, go for it. But do you remember when I rang my dad?
Oh my God.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
That was so funny.
Oh, well, I actually have a voice recording of my dad when I sent it into the family group chat.
Yeah. Play it.
Jesus
Christ. Play it. Your dad was very funny.
Oh, he was so angry. He was fully convinced that it was real.
My dad thought it was great, and so did my auntie.
They did, yeah. Everyone was on board for you.
Do you know what my auntie said? And it was so cute. She was like, well, it's not like kids are going to break up. It's like, ah.
It's fair. Like, right, here we go.
I swear to fuck, that better not be fucking true.
And I went on with it for ages. I was like, if me and Mr. Lane and I Munch break up, like, I can just put an S after the or on the mister, and like, it's gonna be fine. Everybody else was getting them. I had a bit of drink on me. He was like, Lauren, I swear to God, you are not coming back to this house if that is real.
No, it's Lauren, the fucking size.
I know, like, it's so big.
Literally, it was the length of her arm across her back. Like, everyone else getting these little tiny dainty
little
ones.
Cutesy.
Yeah, Lauren comes out with, and I don't know how anyone fucking believed it. Like, I actually thought this bitch is just gonna ruin this joke for all of us because it was so obvious. So obvious, but people did believe it.
People did believe it. They still believe it.
You've never cleared it up.
No, and I won't.
You had to walk around, and you teach dance, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you have to go into your dance class with that?
So I made sure that I was wearing like a jumper the entire time. But sure, I went to Tate McRae and I was wearing like a top and just the Mr. Lennon one. I was like, oh
my God. Fine. I was kind of sad when mine went.
yeah, will we just go back?
Will we go and do the real thing?
Big Mr. Late Night Munch. Actually, I might get bigger this time.
Yes. Get it down your leg. Just yeah, Mr. Just Late. Well, that probably could have went down your fucking leg.
Could've. It was that big.
I feel like we haven't actually said, Lauren, just in case any of the listeners, everyone knows who Lauren is, but in case any of the listeners don't know who you are, trying to give a little synopsis of yourself.
I never know what to say. I'm just Lauren Murta. I'm just do a few late night munches, do an occasional 5K, maybe like once every 3 months. The runs don't, like, the 5Ks don't
match up
with the late night munches, clearly. But anyway, that's just me.
Oh, God. And how did you get in? How did you actually start social media?
It was going live.
Was it?
You know what it was? This is it, right? So I got cheated on, right? And I went on a mad one, right?
Right.
It was just like crazy. So I was staying with my friend. I moved in with her like straight after I got cheated on.
Mm.
And we used to, I don't know if you're going to remember this, but years ago there was this girl, an American girl on TikTok, and she'd be ringing these lads pretending that she had met them at a bar a few nights before and be like, hey, it's me, Francesca.
Like a cheating test.
Not a cheating test, but she was trying to see how the boys
would react
yeah. And see if they'd go along with meeting her, but she hadn't actually met them.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, I just took inspo from this gal and I'd go on TikTok live and be like, hey guys, it's Lauren. Well, I'd give myself a different name, but it's me. I'm here wherever. I'm a Cali girl. Like, and I can't even do an American accent.
Would you speak in an American accent?
Yeah, I'd be speaking like that for the whole thing. And I join people and I'd be like, yeah, I'm from America.
Oh my God, no way.
The followers built up and then I was like, right, I have to come clean. I'm Irish, you know. And
did they believe it this whole time?
I doubt it. I think people were just like, what is wrong with this one? I was just tapped. Like, after I've been cheated on.
Yeah.
But then it started just going live normally. And then the followers built up. And then I was like, I think I got to like 20,000 followers just from going live. And I'd put up maybe like a few different videos like every now and again.
Yeah.
And then it was the event.
And you
were like, yeah, I see your TikToks. And I was like, oh my God, Niamh O'Connor sees my TikToks.
Yeah, because I loved watching your TikToks, but you would only put them up sporadically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you would literally put like one TikTok up a week. I was like, will this bitch ever put up more fucking videos?
But yeah, you were like, just, I don't know what you said to me, but something along the lines of, just put up a TikTok every day. Like, and just see how you get on.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I've done it ever since. So
I actually totally forgot about that until you said it on Socially Awkward. And then I was like, oh my God, that's actually so cute. And we realised as well at that event, I'm not going to say where you're from.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Remember, so guys, just, I don't think I've ever spoken about this on the podcast, but when I was younger, one of my cousins died of sudden adult death syndrome. And she was from Lauren's area. And you like knew of her.
Yeah, I knew of her. Like, her mother would be really, really good friends with my mom. So, like, I knew her for years and years and years.
Isn't that mad? That's like invisible string theory.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, because that's like, she's my dad's cousin. So what cousin is that to me? Lauren, what is that if she's my dad's cousin?
Or second cousin.
My second cousin. Yeah. There we go. Anyway. I don't understand that. Like, what does a second cousin five times removed mean?
Oh, Jesus.
How we even?
I don't know and I don't want to know.
I think it's like the equivalent of like fifth cousin, but it's just the American version, I think.
Oh.
Well, or maybe it's like because it's marriage, you know, so they're removed.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's by marriage. I'm not sure though.
Oh.
I'll look it up and I'll.
Okay.
I'll loop back in.
Okay. And how long are you doing social media now?
I think like properly just probably a year, maybe just over a year.
Something it feels like longer than that. But the opportunities you've had, like even just that Party Hard trip, like you're getting that
crazy.
In your first like year proper putting in, because it wouldn't be that long.
No, it definitely wasn't, because it took me not even a few months, it took me ages to actually do what you say and actually start putting up a video a day. So
it probably
is close enough to a year now, or more than a year now.
Do you know how long I'm doing social media? It makes me sick when I think about it. 5 years.
Oh yeah.
Five fucking years. Like, does that make me like a granny? Like, I'm but this is actually the longest job I've ever had in my life. Like, I've worked I worked in a chip van. Do you know Rumbles?
No.
Oh my God. They were like chip vans at the ploughing and all.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, I used to work for them. Anyway.
Bad answer here.
Oh.
So twice removed. Say, for example, someone is twice removed. It's a cousin who is twice removed. If it's a cousin who is twice removed, they are two generations removed from you. So, i.e. the grandchild or grandparent of a second, third, fourth, etc. cousin.
That's so random.
I'll pass on that one.
Yeah.
In the cousin. We're in the cousin. In the club. We yeah. all cousins.
Do you know, right, I wanted to say this to you, right? You know, when I watched that video the other day, the one you put up to get ready with me, I was like, people are actually going to think we hate each other. Like, Lauren's trying to do her makeup. Other Lauren. I'm going to have to say Lauren and other Lauren. Lauren's trying to do her makeup and I'm there going, it's hideous. It's horrible.
No one cares. No one. They don't even care. Shut up.
No, everyone. I feel like everyone probably thinks we hate each other.
No, hardly. Sure, like, we were the only people that were actually getting along.
Yeah, on the fucking holiday. I actually, we teased that a bit on last week's episode. Well, no, people keep asking me as well what the drama was on the Party Hard trip. Are you getting that on your socials?
Yeah.
There was no drama with Irish creators. For once, Casey and Lauren were not having drama with each other. Okay?
This is true.
It wasn't with the Irish creators. And I'm afraid to speak on it, honestly, because the things I seen on that trip, I don't want that to happen to me next time. Have you felt like that?
Totally. I don't know.
Even on live, I'm like, I don't want to talk about this, guys. We done an INAPA recap episode last week, but I couldn't remember anything that happened.
I can't remember anything that happened. It's like a fever dream to me. I'm like, did that actually happen? Be honest.
Yeah.
It was all like, I felt like every single day just rolled into one and then next thing we were home. But like when we were over there, it felt like we were there years.
Years. Like, I literally could not wait to get home. I was like, remember me storming around the airport the day we were going? Lads, there was something wrong with the fucking weighing scales in the airport, right? I bring my bag to this weighing scales and it says that it's fucking like 35 kgs or something ridiculous. But we have a connecting flight, right? So I pay the fucking extra money and it was a lot. And then I get my suitcase, not a connecting flight. We had two flights, but they weren't connecting, unfortunately. So then I get my suitcase and I go to Aiken Airlines to check it in and it's perfect. So there was something wrong with the fucking weighing scales and they ripped me off and they made me walk from one end of the airport to the other to pay for the fucking suitcase. So I was storming around that airport. That was not a...
Did you keep your receipt?
No.
Get reimbursed.
No.
Right.
I did.
Try your hardest, girl.
Get a refund. Yeah, I can't remember anything. Like, even now, I was like, oh, I'll have Lauren on to recap INAPA. What actually fucking happened in INAPA?
Do you know what? I feel like me and you took it really easy.
Yeah, we... Oh, definitely.
I don't think I was drunk one night or like even... I was just on a good buzz.
Were you not drunk?
No, the first night was the only night that I was like a bit tipsy. And then
right.
I felt like everyone else around me that stayed was out drunk. Was way drunker. So I was like, right, I'm going to need to book up here.
Actually, Lauren Murto was up until about 7 o'clock every morning.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
That's always me.
How come I wake up one day, I'm after being in bed for about 2 a.m. or 2 o'clock in the morning, right? I wake up and... Shanice Lauren and Niamh Gallagher have been posting dancing TikToks on the balcony at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, the sun is fully out, like doing 2020 TikTok dances on the balcony. That Lauren back. Lauren actually got barbecue sauce fucked at her door.
Stop.
Well.
Those lads were... Oh, do you know, actually, here's a bit of tea now.
Right, go on.
Shanice shared this on her Snapchat story, but I didn't actually tell this.
Oh, I didn't see
myself.
This.
I know, you know what happened.
Oh, okay,
so, about the lads getting my number from the group chat.
Oh my God, yeah.
So I just, there was like a few fellas that, you know, were...
Weird
with me, I suppose. Yeah. But on two occasions, two different nights, one of the lads got... So they were like, not directly across from us, but like slightly over.
Yeah.
And they were the ones that were like throwing barbecue over at our balcony. It was so annoying that I had to wash it.
Yeah.
Me and Shanice had to go get hot water, wash it.
Was there ants or something?
No, but we were terrified that we would get an ant infestation. I was like, I'm not having this. I'm on a holiday. Like, no. So I was like down on my hands and scrubbing all the barbecue sauce. But yeah, those two lads that I'm pretty sure are the ones that threw over the barbecue sauce. One of the nights, one of them got my number and texted me on WhatsApp saying... weird stuff. So I just blocked him. And then the next night, another one of them, like, I have a boyfriend. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Why are you texting me?
It's the awkwardness of like, we are literally on a like group holiday. Like, you, why are you texting?
What? Yeah, exactly. What? Would you not just say, hi, my name is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't text me. Don't text me asking me weird stuff.
Yeah.
And then obviously I block them. And then the two of them the next night gang up on the balcony. Why'd you block us? I was like, because you are texting me on my number. Like, weird that is stuff. Weird. Don't yeah. do that. I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm engaged. Like, not, but anyway.
But I feel like a lot of them, I feel like I don't want to be mean here, but I felt, I don't know, I feel like I really kept to like just our little group.
Yeah.
Because nothing to do with like anything against them, but I feel like a lot of them, like English kind of lads, are just going over there looking for one thing. And I'm like, I don't want any part to play in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be involved in that.
Yeah.
Obviously, the holidays are such a good fucking buzz. Don't get me wrong. But also, I feel like I'm old. Like, I'm 28. Like, I am not on this level.
You're only a like, young one. Stop.
No, I felt so old on that holiday, Lauren. Okay. Like, it cemented to me that I am years older than everyone else. Do you want to know why? Because when I was 16, I used to be going to clubs,
yeah.
then going into my job at 6 a.m. in the morning, vomiting in the toilet and getting on with the day. Not a bother to me. Now, you've seen what I'm like. I cannot drink even one drink and I need to go home. Like, that's not even a me being dramatic. Like, remember I went to Pambo's pool party. I had one drink.
That yeah, was you were like, I'm out.
I'm out of here. This isn't for me.
It literally wasn't even like bye. I was just like, yeah, hand up and you're gone.
Gone. I think I did an Irish goodbye. I don't think I even told anyone apart from you. Like, literally, I just cemented that I'm just not able for it anymore. And loads of people say that once you get to your like late 20s, early 30s, like your ability to like drink and not have a hangover just goes.
Yeah, totally.
I get off. Like, literally, even that first night, I had like two drinks. I woke up the next day, banging headache, as if I was after being on session for 24 hours. Like, at that point, I'm like, why even bother drinking? But yeah, it really cemented. I don't know why you were worried about ants when Aiden and Dylan's room was just down the street.
Oh my God, the smell of that room though. No. Anytime I had to cross it, like to get to Casey and Neve's room, because we were all squishing through, I'd always like put my foot on like something
yeah.
nasty, like
yeah.
and I'd have a sticky foot and it smelled so bad and it's a fern.
Oh, all of the girls that are like crazy about Aiden and Dylan, yeah, spend a week with them and I and Appa, right?
Yeah,
love Aiden and Dylan, love them. They're like my little brothers at this point, right? Love them. But fuck me, I have never seen the likes of their room. There was food from the first night of the holiday still there on the last night. There was not a sheet on the bed to be found. Not a single sheet. They left her. Do you know they would go out at night and just leave the balcony door open?
Yeah.
I did a room tour of their room one night on live while they were gone. Like, I full on, because we could, guys, just for reference, we could like squeeze through the balconies to each other's rooms. So one night they were out and I just said, lads, you just have to see the disgustingness of this room. I brought the live in and I did it, and Aiden's farts. No.
Oh no, no. Do you remember us getting the transfer from the airport to our accommodation?
Oh my God.
He was letting off in that taxi. Oh my God. I couldn't breathe.
And the taxi man started giving out because we were all like screaming at him to stop farting. And the taxi man like jammed on the brake and was like, stop shouting. It's disrespectful. But no, this smell, like, lads, on it. I'm not a fucking prude, right? Fart all you want around me, but this was horrific.
It was like something crawled up inside him and died.
It's cause all he did, like, I have never seen someone be able to drink that much for as long. Like, Aiden started drinking at like 6 a.m. the morning that we were leaving.
Yeah,
our flight was not until that like afternoon as well, might I add. He woke up like hours before the flight to drink. And then he was just drunk for the whole holiday. Like, the day we were going home, he came in and was like, I'm still drunk, I haven't slept. I was like, I don't know how he did it. Like, I honestly, I don't know how he
he's
did
young.
It.
He's
young. Yeah, he's
sure, they're
young.
Only like, what, 19 or 20?
Yeah, they're like, I think Aiden and Dylan are like 20, like very, very young. So that's why I used to be doing that nonsense when I was. I do it occasionally still, but I die for like a week. Yeah. I can't do it. I'm trying to think of like what other. See, this is what happened to me last week, Lauren. I had a whole like episode in my head of I was going to do an Ian Apple recap, and then I could not recap anything.
Yeah, actually,
that happened. Yeah, see,
is there like nothing's even.
Were we even on this holiday?
So.
Oh, I know what we're going to talk. I know what we're going to talk about. Casey and Lauren got how many million views?
I think her video has 1.9 million from the last time that I checked it.
1.9 million. You've had the country on ropes. Like,
this is true.
Do you know one thing about Casey and Lauren, right? It was all a PR stunt.
No, do you know what? Do you know what we were saying was like, just between the two of us, we were like, whatever anyone believes, just believe. If you believe that anything, just believe it.
Believe it.
What you want to believe, believe.
But you don't owe. Like, the thing is, I feel like sometimes people feel like they're owed an explanation of things. Like, you're not owed an explanation. Sorry, lads, but nobody is owed an explanation of anything, especially not between two friends. Like, do you know how, like, I'm going to say this here now. Me and Brandon Caulfield fucking kill each other. Like, yous have no idea. Like, we kill each other. We fight like cats and dogs. Kill each other like brother and sister. You know.
Yeah.
Like,
literally. I didn't know before the holiday. And then I knew.
me and Brandon can go through periods of, like, a week where we're like, no, never speaking to him again. And then we're grand again. Like, that's fucking friendship. Yeah. But see, the problem is when you're online, everybody like feels like they're owed an explanation for everything.
So annoying. Guys, stop.
Had everybody on. If there's one thing to take from that, like, yous are the clout. Like, yous are the clout. Like, yous had everyone on road that 1.9 million views. 1.9. And do you want to know what's so funny? Am I allowed to say this? Tell me if I'm not allowed. But the whole holiday, we were like, just make a fucking video together. We're telling you, it's going to blow. It's going to blow. And it. Everyone was a bit like, oh, and then they did it and it fucking blew. But I felt really like, I know something you don't.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like everyone on that holiday.
Yeah.
I know something you don't.
Oh, the video you put up as well of Aiden.
Oh, yeah. Like, Aiden's the only person that'll ever know. But sure, he thought that the Mr. Late Night Munch was the rodent. That's what
Fuck
he thought. We told him that.
And he fully believed it.
Yeah.
He probably still believes that to this day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he probably fully still believes that.
Believe what you want.
It definitely, I'd say there is people online that believe that Mr. Late Night Munch is the rogue.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Who knows?
Who don't know.
Who knows?
Believe what you want, girl.
Oh, my God. Have you announced onto the internet about Mr. Late Night Munch?
No, not yet.
So you're talking about it here. It's an exclusive.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, okay, that yous are together.
Oh, yeah, surprise!
You haven't said that, like.
I don't think I have. I've just kind of, like, alluded to it. But
Lauren,
we're together.
You're so
your
funny.
Your girl is wiped up.
You're so funny.
I love that man. Oh, my God, I missed him so much, though, when we were in Ayanapa, like.
Oh, you'd want to hear the filth out of this girl's mouth. The fucking filth. Oh, my God, no. Sorry, Lauren, this is so scatty. Do you remember the fucking white shit all over your arse?
Oh, my God.
What was that? Like, what actually was that?
That was Kays Campion setting me up because she had to...
Did she do that?
I don't know, right?
Did she definitely Kays?
I think she did. Because I didn't get one. It was like a little, like, it was like a sweet or something.
Yeah.
Like a marshmallow.
Yeah.
I didn't get one of them.
No.
I didn't get one of them.
You were asleep.
So why? Yeah, I was asleep. Right. I passed out for that entire thing. Everyone was living their best life on the internet. Internet on the airplane.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, and you fucking...
Meanwhile, I was... I was rolling over in my second dream.
No, the video, Lauren, that I put up of Casey twirling her hair and you're just in... I didn't even know it was you in the background. And did you see what that video? That
video got crazy views.
Wait till you see this, Lauren. So random. I put up a video with Dylan and Aiden, right? And it's on like 400k likes. And it's just them sitting behind me on the plane. Wait, I have to find this and show you because it's literally... Casey's won 3.3 million views, you snoring. Lauren. Hey, Lauren. We need to get like...
Recreate that now.
And then look at this. 6.7 million views.
Stop.
All of our content, that holiday, one thing I will say, it was so good for all of our content.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Popped off. I'd say, well, anyone that I met after that said that we lived
on the For You page. Yeah. And that was the first time I was living on the Fia page for a very long time. I was on the road to irrelevancy, guys. So thanks for saving my career to all these young folk. But no, it was. We literally lived on the Fia page. So we took it over. And now I feel like loads of people now are going to start going on holidays. I feel like that's going to be the new trend of
like content creators.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be, well, fair play, but nobody is ever going to beat us. No, that's all I'm going to say. I feel like our group is so random. That's why, because it's like when would you ever put Aiden and Dylan with like me? Yeah, like it's a random ass group.
It worked so
well. Yeah, it worked
well.
So well.
Like I remember just like every single night I was there and I was like, Jesus, I am like so grateful to be on this holiday. I'm so grateful for the group that we're with, because everyone just
got
gelled
on
and got on so well, and we'd all be like in the rooms together.
No! I miss it. I literally want to go back. And actually now we have another outing.
What other outing?
AVA.
Oh my God. I thought you were saying like we're gonna out someone. Like, who are we outing? What did I do?
Lauren's like, don't get me cancelled. Literally.
Oh yes, AVA.
Lauren is bringing me to AVA festival. She's, well, Alex was meant to come with me, so I got invited with Alex. Me and Alex got invited, and Alex was supposed to come with me, and he was all for it, all excited. You know, the first thing, right? Alex loves Anna, Olivia, and Rory, right? Mm-hmm. Loves them. We were sitting with Anna, Olivia, and Rory at the VAVA Awards last year, and Alex and Rory really hit it off. And ever since, like, he literally sits and watches Anna, Olivia, and Rory's videos all of the time. Like, all the time. Like, if you see Alex, he's watching Rory McGivern fucking video, right?
That's literally Mr. Late Night Munch.
Really? Is he into the TikTok?
He loves watching me.
Come here, right?
And then the McGiverns. Sorry. Hi, guys. They're watching. Anyway.
The McGivern Hines.
Yeah, the Hines. Yeah. Anyways.
Bit of gossip. Did he know of you before?
No.
He didn't.
I can't tell exactly how we met, unfortunately.
Oh, no, I know how you met, but did he know you from TikTok?
No, we didn't.
No.
I don't think so. See, he said he didn't.
Yeah, I don't believe, right, because there's someone else that, do you know who it is? Someone else in our group that's dating, and their partner also says that they didn't know them, but I don't believe that. I don't believe that any young person. That's like my biggest fear. See, if me and Alex broke up, happen to like date again, because I'm like, maybe I'm an egomaniac. I'm like, I feel like people will just know me from like social media and then like make that assumption. But it's, at least if he did know you, he just lied and said he didn't, I suppose. Do we think he knew you?
No,
did he watch TikTok?
Not much. No, he's more of an Instagram Reels guy.
Oh no, Mr. Late Night Munch. I'm gonna have to have a word with him. It's gonna be my first time meeting him.
Yeah. This is what I'm like. I'm like, does he get the like the hard launch this weekend?
Yeah, definitely hard launch. Hard launch. Like, yous are together now, and you've been soft launching the whole time.
Yeah, this is true.
I think is he comfortable?
See, that's what I'm not sure of. I think he is. I think he doesn't care, but I won't be tagging him.
Yeah, and don't. Do you know what I got, right? Every fucking day, I was about to put up a story about this today, and then I said, I'm actually not rising to these bitches. Every fucking day, some geebag, I'm going to call them a geebag, comes into my boyfriend's DMs and says, you are so beautiful. You are stunning. They follow me. They fucking follow me every single time. I swear to God. And do you know, Alex does not let me. Because Alex, the first thing he does is shows me. And he's like, oh my God. Like, because in his eyes, he's like, these girls are like dirtbags. Like, they follow you. Like,
yeah,
and they're texting him. Like, what do they think? Yeah. Like, I'm going to leave Niamh for you. Thanks. You called me beautiful. Like,
thanks.
Fuck off.
Same goes.
Literally losers. Like, but I have wanted to react to it so many times. And Alex is like, Niamh, don't. Like, just don't say anything. I'm like, writing up a story. You fucking bitch.
Screenshot on it and putting her actual.
Scarlet for you.
Her username.
Oh.
I mean, that's what I'd be terrified of, though. Like, you know, people messaging him or like. I don't know. Even just, I'd hate for him to get hate. Like, somebody, Casey actually sent me a screenshot of her on a live there. I think she was on live this morning.
Yeah.
And she just sent me a screenshot of a comment, and it was like, saw Lauren with Mr. Late Night Munch yesterday. no wonder she's keeping him hidden. Or the stay of him or something. Wait, hold on.
Actually. You are messing.
Something like that. Like, okay, I could have put the stay of him in.
Just add for dramatics.
Oh, yeah. We seen your one Lauren's BF yesterday. No wonder why she's not revealing him. And loads of laughing faces.
That's fucking
have you
horrible.
Know, he's very hot and sexy. And you might see him.
Have you showed me Mr. Late Night?
Yeah, you said, oh, he's a pretty boy. That's
show me him again.
Maybe you'll say he's hideous now.
I won't. No, I remember. I think I remember.
He's a little cutie.
Ah, he is a cutie.
Yeah, isn't he?
They are losers. No, he is such a cute guy. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's dope. Oh my god, he's so
that's
cute,
ridiculous. Man. Like, why are they trying to say he's ugly? He's like not ugly at
he's
all.
He's too good looking to be revealing.
He's not. Lauren's gonna hide him now. That's really mean though. Like, people are fucking assholes. And do you know the thing is, he's not online, so it's like it's unfair. It's like those sort of things should be off the cards. Same with like, do you remember when there was a group chat and they were slagging my little cousin who's 10 years old and neurodivergent? Like, people online, I think, view us as like not real people.
Yeah,
and then
that's not going to affect us or harm us. And especially like, I've gotten comments and I don't mind. Say whatever you want about me. Say anything about my family. My God.
Yeah, I will fight to the death. Like, see this whole, like, I don't want to be cancelled. Like, I need to hold my tongue shit. It goes out the window when you talk about my family. I will fight to the death. I will find you. I will hunt you down. And you will regret the moment you opened your mouth. Like, I promise. I promise.
I said it better myself.
And that's not a threat of violence. Let me just say that here. And now it is a threat of expose. Doing what I do best. I'm not a fighter, guys. That sounded really violent. Like, that sounded like I was...
Well, no, I agree.
I was going to go and batter them. Like, the AVA Festival, do you know anyone on the lineup? I fear we need to, like, add some of them to our Spotify playlist.
I looked up AVA 2025 on Spotify and I pressed the playlist and...
Oh, they have a playlist! Oh my God, I need to find it. Let me look it up.
I knew. Anyone. But I'm just going to be...
But I think it's all like, the reason I don't know anyone is because I think it's like techno-y vibes,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be a techno gal.
No, me neither.
Love Rave in the Woods at Electric Picnic.
Oh, I used to love Rave in the Woods. Shit. I used
that was my favorite thing last year.
I used to love it when I was younger, but I feel like now since I've got older, I get really overwhelmed in Rave in the Woods. Yeah, so I hope it's not like Rave in the Woods. Let me see. Over Mono. Ewan McVeigh. I don't know any of these.
Oh, tell me something good.
Oh!
Hey!
Tell me something. I just know that one line.
He has another one.
Okay.
That'll be us now.
See, these are the type of artists I fear. Oh my God, Jazzy!
It's Jazzy, yeah!
Jazzy!
No!
Joe, we're going to Jazzy.
Come on, Jazzy.
We're going to Jazzy.
I really love that woman. Do you know this one?
We're making it. Oh, this is festival vibe. Anyway, we were playing music there, guys, listening. But this is like a rave festival.
Yeah.
I was thinking, where? I don't know. Are you drinking?
Oh my God, I actually didn't tell you this, but so we're driving up on the Friday.
Yeah.
And then I'm in work on the Saturday morning. So I have to go back down and then come back up.
You're messing.
Yeah, but, you know, it's what you got to do.
So... What time are you going to leave for work?
7 o'clock, I think, to make sure that I'm back down. Yeah.
And what time are you going to come back?
I'll be finished work at, it'll be 2:15. So I'll be up at like 4:15.
All right, I'm not going to the festival on Saturday until 4:15. I'm not, because Casey's going on one Saturday as well.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's fine. I'll just have a lie-in.
I know, there'll be loads.
So are you not drinking?
I know, I am. Don't tell my boss, though. I don't take it handy on the Friday and then the Saturday we'll go.
Yeah.
Home. Then I'm gigging on the Sunday, so that's going to be rough.
Oh my God, yeah, let's talk about your gigging.
Okay.
I feel, why did I not think to talk about that? How?
Like, it's not something that I don't put
yeah. Online, like. But how did you get into that?
Okay.
How have we never spoke about this?
I don't know. I don't really talk about it.
No, you don't.
Not that I don't like talking about it.
You're very humble. You should be less humble, Lauren, because you've achieved a lot. Like, you're a dance teacher, you do gigs, and you do social media. That's a lot, like.
Not going to say.
Queen.
Talented.
Queen.
No, I've literally sang, like, since I can remember.
Yeah.
And, yeah, literally sang all through my life. I was on the All-Ireland Talent Show when I was 7. And so everyone kind of in my town knew that I could sing, like on
right.
the pubs and stuff like that. So my dad just went into the pub one day and he was talking to the barman, into our local, and the barman said, is Lauren still singing? And dad says, yeah. And he says, would you be interested in doing a gig? And dad says, I don't know, I'll ask her. And then dad said it to me, and dad plays guitar.
Mm.
So me and dad went down and we done one gig together.
Aww.
And it was really nice. And like everyone that I knew, all family, friends, co-workers, colleagues, people from like years ago came to see me,
mm-hmm.
and it was so nice, but I had zero confidence. And then I think it was like my second gig, I was like, I'm gonna see if I can do this by myself. So I
yeah.
just got like a karaoke kind of app,
mm.
and just used the things from that, and it was like one of the best gigs I ever done. There was like hundreds of people in the place. It was for a blitz,
yeah,
and everyone was up dancing, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can do this by myself. So that's what I've been doing ever since. And then
I'd shit myself.
Ah, no, it's good crack.
I would shit my...
Everyone always asks me, oh, do you get nervous? And I'm like, I can't really get nervous. It's my job.
Yeah, and I suppose you get so... You, do you know, will I tell you a little fun fact about me?
Go on.
So I don't know if I used to be able to sing and it just left, or if I just could never sing. Not sure, okay? I'm not gonna take a guess on that one. But I used to love singing anyway, right? And I used to like say I was going to be a pop star when I was older. All this bullshit, right? But then... I used to always be in my choir in school, and I'd always be singing in school and stuff. My auntie's wedding, I was the fucking singer for her wedding.
No way. Oh, that's lovely.
I don't think though. I could sing though, Lauren. Like, I think that this was a setup, honestly.
No way.
And I refused to watch the footage. Do you know what I had to sing? Mm-hmm. To make kings and... You know that one? Vagabonds. You know that one?
Oh.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not even singing it because I promise
you. It sounded good there on your
No,
singing,
no, no.
It.
I don't know if it's because, like, can smoking affect your voice?
Yeah, oh, totally. And alcohol.
Yeah, because I...
It's your vocal cord.
I started smoking when I was 14 and my auntie's... 13 or 14, I started smoking, and my auntie's wedding was when I was 14. And then I feel like after that, I realised either I couldn't sing before, or I realised that I could never sing. One or the other.
Maybe it was just the smokes.
But all the adults, now I think back, right? Because it looked like everyone was crying when I was singing. Now I'm like, were they laughing?
No, they were like, this is so beautiful. He's a brilliant singer.
I need to get the footage, don't I?
Dude.
I need to get the footage and like watch it back. I'm telling you, it's going to be awful. It's going to be
I'd say you'll surprise yourself. I'd say you'll look back and be like,
well, I'm a kid. I suppose a kid singing is always like, well, 14 is not really a kid either, is it? It's like not like a kid. It's not like, oh, she's so cute singing. Like,
ah, yeah, no.
But yeah, I could have been a gigger with Lauren.
There, why don't we just start? Ha! Come on. You can be my backup singer doing the harmonies.
How did you get into dance teaching? Like, did you have to do exams for that?
No. So I actually kind of got it on a fluke, to be honest.
Right.
Not a fluke, but like it just...
Did you do dance?
It just worked out, yeah. So like I was a Billy Barry kid. Do you know Billy Barry? Did you ever hear of Billy Barry?
The stage school?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was a Billy Barry kid for years. I was Spotlight. Stage school kid as
right.
well, and I just have loads of experience in like doing shows and just, yeah, like I can't go through it all now, but I just have a good bit of experience. So
yeah.
then there was a stage school in my town looking for a dance teacher, and
that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Unreal.
So I've just been with them for years ever since.
And that's a deadly career. That's like something that you're like, okay, I'm happy doing.
Oh,
this,
totally. Like. It's literally not like work. It's the same with the singing. Like
yeah.
neither are actually like work. Same
yeah.
with social media. You know
yeah.
yourself. It's not actually like...
It's not like...
It doesn't feel like
no.
work. Yes, it is work. Oh, it's hard. It's
Alex,
rough.
Alex says to me every day, he's like, Niamh, you're so lucky in life because your income and what you do, like, yeah, do I do like ridiculous amounts of videos every day? That other people probably say I couldn't be arsed to do that. But I love it. Like, do it regardless of being paid or not. I started social media as a hobby. Not to be paid, mm-hmm. just as a hobby. So he always says to me, what is that quote where it's like, you'll never work a day in your life if
yeah,
you love what you do.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, yeah.
Like, that is how I feel. Like, I actually feel unemployed AF right now, but I'm not. Like, I'm working, I have a job, I make, like, good money in my job, but it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, like, I feel like we're very lucky, and I feel like a lot of young people in our generation, I feel like there's more opportunity now, and I know there's people going to be listening to this that like are working, you know, whatever job they're working that they hate. But one thing, and they're going to be like, what are you on about, Niamh? But I feel like in this generation, there is more opportunity for us to like do something we love. Whereas, you know, our parents, it was kind of very like, go to college, go to do your career. And like my dad has had the same job since he's like 20.
Yeah, exactly. I like, was literally, did you ever listen to Mel Robbins?
No.
I was listening to her podcast. She's very, very good. She's all about like manifestation and
yeah,
like building your dream life and yeah, all this. So I was listening to one of her podcasts there the other day, and she had a lad on, and he was basically saying that, you know, it stems from school. Like in school, yeah, you have to pick your, you know, home ec, or you have to yeah, pick music. And everyone kind of has this thing in their head where they're like, right, I need to be a lawyer, I need to be yeah, a doctor, I can't be a doctor and a singer.
Yeah,
but you can,
you can
literally be whatever you want to be. You don't have to stick to that one thing just because it, you know, with following societal norms or yeah, what your parents think yeah, is the case. That's not true. You can be whatever you want to be, and you can be multiple things
yeah,
at the same time.
And you should be, like, that's the thing, I think, in your life. Like, I have had so many different career paths. Like, I have done fraud, I have done cabin crew, I worked in a chip van, I cooked burgers, I was a waitress,
so
I was a bartender. Like, I literally have done, oh, I work in the call center. I have done everything. But I feel like that has really benefited me as well, because it got me to the point where I was like, okay, I don't like this.
Mm, yeah.
Like, I done cabin crew thinking this is going to be the best decision of my life. Fucking hated every second of it. Literally was like, I'm fucking scared of planes. Okay. Get me. Whose idea was this? Literally, I had a fear of flying. That's why, you know how stubborn I am, Lauren? I had a fear of flying. So I said, I'm going to become cabin crew. But I'm not really scared of flying anymore. But yeah, I feel like there's more opportunity in this generation for people to do what they love. And even like, even, you know, like the whole TikTok shop thing, people are making fun of TikTok shop. I think I was saying this to you on the holiday, people making fun of it and being like, everyone should be doing that. Like, that is a way to make disposable income. You only need 1500 followers. You put up a video and you know what? You might make nothing, but you also might make a couple of grand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people are so stuck in this like fear, exactly what you were saying there about like, we have kind of been told that you need to be one thing and that's it, and that's all you need to be your whole life. I think everybody should be 10 things. Like, I think everyone should be everything. Like, try everything.
Everything that they can.
Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't be like where I am now. Even fucking, oh my God, I was literally a fucking OnlyFans girl. Like, I have done everything. How could I forget? Like, how do I go from cabin crew to, well, I suppose there'd be people that would argue that, but cabin crew to OnlyFans to waitress to fucking, I've done everything. But I feel like that's why now I feel really content now.
Yeah,
I'm like,
and you're happy in, yeah, in what you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to really become like a professional quitter. Do you know? Yeah. Like, you go through all the different,
oh, yeah,
jobs and you're like, yeah, this isn't for me. On to the next.
Yeah.
But there's always something
and
better out there for you. Like,
I feel like you need to be comfortable taking risks. Like,
totally. Yeah.
When I quit OnlyFans, that was the biggest risk ever. Mm. Like, I was making, some months on OnlyFans, I made 50 to 100K. And just before I quit, I was making less because I wasn't really using the platform. And like, honestly, I wasn't posting. It was just whatever people were subscribed. But I was still making like 30K, right? A month, right? And that was for the last few months. And I quit that cold turkey one day. Just was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I don't like doing this. I don't feel good doing this. This isn't what I want to do. And yeah, it's definitely probably heavily influenced by the fact that I got in a healthy, happy relationship. And I was like, what the fuck am I actually doing like this? I would kill Alex if he was getting his Mickey out, like, for anyone, you know? So I'm being a hypocrite. But that was like the biggest risk I ever took in my life. And now it's paid off so much.
Oh, so.
Like, so yeah, much. Like, I wish I could go back and tell myself, do you ever feel like that? Where you're like, I wish I could go back and tell myself it's all going to be okay. Like,
yeah, but like, you also, you need to go through it
yeah,
to
you know.
You do.
To come out the other side of it.
How have we got
and be able
this?
To look back.
We're so random. This is like the most... How did this I Am Afro recap turn into a motivational speech? Guys, if there's anybody listening to this, take from this. I don't ever want it to seem either like I'm saying like, I know there's people that have to work jobs that they don't like. I had to do it. Yeah. Like, I feel like everyone does that. But I also just feel like there is so many opportunities now for young people, whether that be podcasting, whether that be social media, whether that be, there's so many. I can't even begin to get into it. Like with the platforms we have online now, there is more opportunity than ever to do something that you love and something fulfilling. And I know not everybody is able to financially, emotionally, whatever circumstance it might be. But anyone who feels like maybe they could and they're scared to, just please jump, take the risk, do something. You will never get anywhere in life without taking risks. Your life will not. I don't want to say that either, because there is going to be people that aren't risk takers. But what I mean is, you will get the most out of your life by taking risks, yeah. I feel. That was very motivational.
Take this as your sign. Do you.
Do you do and what you be wanna you. Do.
Yes. Reach for the stars.
Me and Lauren have done enough. What, it was meant to be an Iron Appa recap, and 99% of it was not Iron Appa. Guys, we can't remember Iron Appa.
No, like, it was a fever dream.
It
wasn't real.
It was a fever dream. It definitely was a fever dream. So yeah, we're going to do a dilemma. We're going to. This is the first time I've had a guest answer a dilemma with me, is it?
Yeah, in a long time. Like, I think we answered one.
The OnlyFans episode.
With the OnlyFans episode, because it was OnlyFans related. And funny enough, this one does mention OnlyFans too.
Oh!
So full circle.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Buckle up, Lauren.
Here.
Okay, so this one is a really good one. So it says, hi, Niamh, and everybody in the show. It's like they knew.
Yeah.
My dilemma. I've been in talking stages with a guy. He's quite famous on social media and does OnlyFans. I feel a very strong connection with him and really see a future with him because we both have the same long-term goals and share the same hobbies. I have no problem with him doing OnlyFans. As long as it all stays online, I'm okay. The issue is, he says he can only get turned on by watching me have sex with another man and video it. I'm still a virgin at 25 and I want my first time to be special, but he keeps insisting. I've been told by my friends to dump him, but to be honest, I literally only like one guy every decade, I swear to God. I'm also autistic and I love the representation, Niamh, so thank you. Would love your advice, girls, please.
Okay, girl, I'm going to have a big sister talk with you right now. He is what is called a cuckold. Okay? That is a fetish and you should not have to play a part in a fetish that you don't share. That's not consent. Like, someone else trying to force you to play into their fetish is not consensual. Like, cuckolds usually find people that are also into that sort of thing, not just random girls that they're texting. And that worries me as well. If he's not respecting your boundary, you are a virgin. Does he think you're about to go from being a virgin to playing into cuckold fetishes? That is bizarre to me, honestly. Like, I've heard, like, I've seen cuckolds on the internet and stuff, you know, but I've never heard of one. I've never heard of one in real life. I didn't know they really existed.
Yeah, that's my first time hearing about any of
did
that.
Did you not know that?
No, that's...
So oh my God, Lauren. Have you not gone into the deep dark depths of the wet internet?
I just...
Clearly not.
I just watch TikToks and swipe, personally.
Oh, yeah. I think my advice is to run. Like,
yeah, I agree.
What's your advice?
No, 100% run.
Run.
Like, that's not a guy who's going to look out for you.
No.
That's not a guy who's going to, whatever about, like, seeing a future together, you know.
That's not a protector. Like, you want a protector. You want someone that you really, there's no problem with having fetishes, okay? I don't want to, like, shame people either. Mm-hmm. Sorry, this podcast is explicit, Lauren. There is no issue with having fetishes as long as it's like amongst two consenting adults. A lot of just regular ass couples have fetishes. That's fine. But the issue I see here is that this is his fetish. It's not your fetish. And I feel like it's nearly taking advantage of you a bit. A, you're neurodivergent. And I know from being neurodivergent how vulnerable you can be to these
kinds of men and how much of a people pleaser you can be, and that you probably will do things that are uncomfortable for you just to please someone else. I have in my life, and I know that it just feels icky to me. The whole thing feels icky to me.
Totally.
And your boyfriend, like, I'm sorry to anybody who is a cuckold, but the person you want to marry is not going to be someone that wants to watch you fuck someone else.
No, absolutely not.
Lauren, what do you think?
Me or...
Yeah, you.
Sorry, I had to check.
Yeah, Lauren's in, she is in complete shock.
She sorry, Lauren.
Thing. What?
You have been thrown in the deepest of deep ends here.
Yeah.
But I couldn't agree more with what you've said. Like, that's just someone that's not going to look after you. And if they're not, like, respecting that, the fact that, like, I think the biggest point of this whole dilemma, whatever about his fetishes and stuff, is the fact that she's a virgin.
Yeah.
That he should be respecting that. Yeah. And be like, I want to make it special for you. And
yeah.
And then, like, if down the line, then he says, okay, well, this exactly. is a fetish, fine. But, like, at the start, it's like, no.
Exactly.
Let the girl have her first time that is special with just you.
Yeah.
Normal, bog standard, vanilla.
Yeah.
Missionary, if you want.
Yeah. Just like, that's exactly it as well. Like, the fact that he has rushed straight into this tells me that he is fetishizing you. Like, he is fetishizing you. If he cared you and he liked you, okay, he would put his fetish aside and he would see you. And then maybe down the road, when both of yous are a little bit more comfortable, then maybe say, look, I'm into this. Is this something that you'd ever be interested in? And then have that conversation. And there would be, I want to make it clear, there's no problem if you're in a relationship and one of yous has a fetish and the other person's like, yeah, I want to try that out, and yous do it. That is not a problem at all. But the issue here is that he has jumped straight into, like, oh, be a part of my fetish. Like,
straight in, no kissing.
Yeah, literally. Like, straight in, no kissing. Like, get fucked by someone else in front of me. Like, no, 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 no. You're worth so much more than that. Like, and you've held on to, not that, right? I don't believe in, like, purity culture. Like, who gives a fuck about virginity, really? But, like, when you've got to 25 and you still are a virgin, your brain is mature enough at that point to be like, okay, I actually want to save this and do it with someone special. You know, like, I was fucking 14. Like, I was not having that mental capacity. And that was... Now, as an adult, I think back and I'm like, I wish that I had waited until I was in my 20s and it was with somebody that I actually cared about. And I fear that you would have big regrets if you did that.
Yeah, totally.
As well, there's one point that we haven't addressed, right?
So yeah.
She said that he wants her to video it as well. I understand, like, people make that stuff. Jesus.
But with their boyfriends of years, like,
of course.
Not like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a prude. Like, I've done that, okay? We all know, because some of it was on the fucking internet. But, like, even in my relationship, I've done that. But I trust my boyfriend. I know my boyfriend is not doing anything with that. I know I'm not doing anything with that. That is, like, I don't want to seem like I'm shaming either. But you need to be so careful who you let video you, because you don't know where that's going to go. If this is not somebody that you fully trust, and you know what? I'm going to take back what I said about I trust my boyfriend. I do. But don't ever trust a man with a video of you having sex or your nudes or anything like that. Because trust me, time and time again, they will fuck you over and they will let you down. Don't ever, ever, ever. And girls, learn from my mistakes. Learn from my mistakes. When I was a teen, I don't think I've ever said this. Sorry, Lauren. I feel like I'm ranting here. When I was a teenager in school, I sent pictures of my stupid little fried egg boobs to a boy in my year. And the next day I went into school and everyone in the whole school had seen them. And I was a kid, okay? Boys have been like this for time, and if you let him video you, that video is not going to stay. He could upload that video to a porn site. I want to really, like, drill it into people's heads how unsafe something like that is. Pornhub used to, right? You used to be able to upload anything onto Pornhub. There was unconsensual videos of me from when I did OnlyFans put on Pornhub. I had to fight to get them removed. Pornhub got in big trouble over that with MasterCard and Visa, and they revamped their whole site, and now you have to be a verified creator. But all of the other dodgy corn sites, you do not need to be verified. Anybody could upload a video. I could take a video of Lauren in the studio right now and upload it on these sites, okay? Do not trust a man with a video of you having sex, especially not somebody that you're just talking to, somebody you're just texting. If you're going to do that, it needs to be with somebody that you are with years, that you know would never betray you. And even then, you need to be careful.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a bit aggy there, because I know, like, obviously my choices in life are different. I chose to do OnlyFans, but I spend so much money every month having to make sure that there's nothing of me on the internet, and it will probably haunt me forever. And I made that choice. So the thoughts that that could happen to somebody, and it has happened to one of my friends. There is pictures, I won't say what friend, but they're, this friend never done OnlyFans and she had her trust broken, and those pictures are still on the internet. And I don't think people realise men just can't be trusted. That's it. End of story. Sorry, Lauren, I talked over you there.
No, that was literally my main point, was the video part. It's like, do you really want to trust this person?
No.
Like, he obviously does his own OnlyFans thing. That's absolutely
exactly.
fine if he's open to videoing. But, and Eve, you might be able to comment on this more so. Like, if you are on OnlyFans and you're content with doing that, but then your partner says, oh, well, actually, I would just rather not ever be in your videos.
Like, yeah.
Surely that would be okay.
Which, yeah. Like, no, that's, I mean? That's fine. Like, if... it's, you have to have consent. Like, if you're forcing your partner into videos, that's not consensual. Like, that is a form of it's a form of image-based sexual abuse or whatever, you know, like on the internet. Like, to force somebody into and something that they don't want to do unconsensually, or even if you've consensually had sex but then he has forced you to put that on OnlyFans, that is still some, I don't know the exact wording, but it is some form of SA internet wise, image base wise. That is not okay. And that's what Stephen Bear got locked up
for. I was literally about to say that.
Yeah. I would be very worried about his intentions with that video as well, considering I'm coming as someone that done OF. I know the industry and I know how grimy it can be. And I would be very worried about his intentions with that video. The fact that he does OF, usually girls do a lot better than boys on OF. And why does he want a video of a girl having sex?
Is he trying to take advantage?
I would 1,000,000% be worried about that. I just find the whole thing just really worrying and very sketchy. And I actually would like, if this girl feels comfortable reaching out to me personally, please do, so I can talk to you on a one-to-one person level, because I really would hate to see someone be taken advantage of in that way. And I think I've been in the industry, I feel like I can tell you straight up that this boy does not want a relationship with you. He doesn't. He wants to use you for his fetish or for his OnlyFans content, one or the other.
And that is that. Lauren, we threw you right in the deep end there.
Yeah, Lauren went into shock. I swear, your face. Lauren was like this.
I was expecting, like, I have a dilemma. Like, my cat, I don't know, like, keeps sleeping in my bed.
Lauren listens to episodes of the podcast. When has that ever been the dilemma?
I know.
Do you remember the dilemma? Do you know my favourite dilemma? No, not my favourite dilemma. It wasn't funny at all. But do you remember the girl that her boyfriend was in prison? I was like, stop right now. Like, her boyfriend was in prison and he was writing to her in prison saying how much he loves her and he's sorry. Like, he'd done awful things to her. Like, and then when he didn't go to prison because of her, but he was a cunt to her. Then he went to prison. And then all of a sudden in prison, he's had a change of heart. I was like, girl, he's lonely in prison. Like, give it a fucking break. I'm very harsh, guys, with my dilemma answers. So if you are sensitive, sorry. Right, Lauren, sorry for throwing you right in the deep end there.
I know, it was good. It was good listening.
But thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. It was very short notice as well. I was just hounding her, being like, I was actually in the Party Hardians group.
Party Hardians.
Being like, who can come into this studio? And I knew Brandon wouldn't because he has his own podcast. I knew Casey wouldn't because she has her own podcast. So I knew Lauren, Aiden and Dylan, and Aiden and Dylan are not here. So Lauren's a real one. Thank you so much. And do you want to give them your socials to follow?
So I'm just Larmert on everything. LARMURT.
Is that LAR?
Yeah, LAR. I take out the U because I'm not Lore. I'm not Lauren.
This is a Mandela effect.
I don't know.
I thought it was LAUR.
Yeah, people do spell it like that and I go crazy.
I've just had a Mandela effect. Live. Lauren, thank you so much. And guys, as usual, if you have any dilemmas that you want to send to us, you can contact us on Instagram at unscriptedgoloud, or you can send us an email at unscripted@goloudnow.com. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.